Welcome to the BitByte Podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
I almost wanted to start this episode with Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
I think we'd get copyright struck pretty quick.
Well, probably not. But maybe. I mean, but nobody cares.
Cares right now.
Not right now, nobody cares. At some point, maybe somebody will. Somebody might. But there's just been... looking at the market, you've seen Bitcoin's price, right?
Yeah.
It's not been a fun, happy, good time at all.
Which we kind of expected, at least through this month, right?
Yeah. I was looking at TradingView a second ago, and I was wanting to bring it up last time we had talked. Normally, you don't get three red months in a row. It does happen occasionally. We have had up to, it looks like, six red months in a row. We've got three, unless we can get above... basically probably like 45.9, which I don't think is going to happen this month. I could be completely wrong. I do think we're probably going to be in for a little bit more downside action. I don't know what that price would be. I don't know if we're going to look at another 20% correction. We talked last time about the open interest on the market. Basically, that's the leveraged trades that are out there. And it hasn't been wiped out yet. So we don't know if that's to the positive or the negative. We don't know if we're going to see a long squeeze or a short squeeze. So we may see a dip down, and then maybe there's a short squeeze that happens down there because everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's going to zero. And then it shoots up. Who knows? I don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
No, nobody knows what's going to happen. But I still think that right now is a great time to buy. I mean, if you have, you know, a few hundred laying around and, you know, you're not going to miss it, it's now's probably a good time to get in, or if you have even more.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think even if you bought now and it dropped, you wouldn't be underwater for long if it happens.
No, I expect the Bitcoin to just bust out sometime this year, to be honest. I mean, we've been talking about inflation and all this stuff. It's a matter of time. And you know, when all the leverage people are forced out, and then I guess whatever is the straw that breaks our economy's back, right?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, just in general, regardless of the, I mean, we do have a lot of extra macro factors that are happening within the world economy, right? That are affecting the price of Bitcoin. But just the amount of, you got to say adoption, basically, that's happening worldwide. One of the first things that I was going to bring up was last week, both Intel and Google have thrown their hats into the ring into the Bitcoin space, saying they're going to release cards, basically, that will allow you to store your crypto or to store your Bitcoin and then spend it from there. I mean, when you get that kind of stuff that's happening, you don't get companies that do that kind of thing for something that's kind of a flash in the pan, right?
Right.
Especially because, I mean, you can call them bubbles. They can call all kinds of crazy stuff about the Bitcoin market as it is, but it's been around now for 12 years. Is that what we said? Or 13? What did we say?
12.
12 years now, right? Sorry, I can't count.
Actually, right now it's late enough in the day that this engineer can't do math either. So
yeah, math and I are not friends. I don't do maths. No, anyways, there's a lot of stuff that is happening worldwide and continues to happen. And it's not like this stuff is happening, you know, once every 2 or 3 weeks or maybe once a month. Daily, this type of news is coming out.
Yes.
And I think that's a big thing. There was Strike was going to launch Bitcoin payment services in Argentina to kickstart the Latin America expansion, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal because, I mean, Strike's basically doing zero fees. They're going to incorporate Lightning Network right away. And there's been, we're probably going to see a lot of South American countries and even Central American countries. After what we see with El Salvador, I'm guessing those are going to be a lot of the dominoes to drop as everybody around them, first off.
Yes. Well, I saw an article that there's rumors that Rio de Janeiro, the city in Brazil, is starting to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, actually, I had that up on one of my things that I wanted to discuss, too. So they're actually looking, I mean, just the city itself, right? It's not the country of Brazil, but Rio de Janeiro wants to add it to their balance sheet. They want to make it a reserve treasury for themselves.
Which I think is pretty smart, myself.
I agree. Last night I was doing an audit meeting for a certain group, and I was like, man, I should tell these guys maybe we should look at doing that. But that's neither here nor there. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, too, then this is kind of bad luck, good luck sequence all at the same time. You heard about Tonga, right?
Oh, yes. The tsunamis.
Yeah. But
and the volcano.
Like the day before, they announced that they're going to put they're going to go in El Salvador's footsteps, and they're going to make Bitcoin legal tender in El Salvador, or not in El Salvador, in Tonga.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, are we going to put on our tinfoil hat and start talking about HARP?
isn't that crazy? maybe that's the sign that Bitcoin's the devil's money. And they're like, oh, God's going to strike down Tonga. I don't know. That's God crazy, though.
Might be.
That is nuts, though, right? Like, you just announced that. I mean, and I think there were rumors of it a little while back, but they just kind of officially said, okay, this is where it's at. This is where we're at in the process. It's going to happen this year. And then they get hit by a tsunami. Poor people.
Well, no, that is definitely bad luck. I mean, they've lost, it basically has wiped out, like, all their internet access and everything, right?
Yeah.
And the videos that you see before it went down was pretty scary.
Yeah, even did you see the one from space? I know this is completely off topic, but
no, I did not see the one from space.
That was a pretty epic little kind of explosion thing they showed from the space station when it happened. I mean, because you just see this blue right from the ocean, and then boom, all of a sudden this mushroom cloud comes out of the water. Another one that I was going to bring up too is ever since Jack Dorsey left Twitter, he said he was focusing exclusively on like Bitcoin development and getting adoption to happen in the United States and all that stuff. I mean, basically globally, his Cash App is actually integrating the Lightning Network finally into it. So that'll mean you don't need, they always talk about how slow Bitcoin is. And I don't know if we've discussed what Lightning is on here or not yet. But basically Lightning, allows you to make those fast payments for low fees. It's basically like a single Satoshi is the cost to transfer the payments, and they're damn near instantaneous.
Yep.
So he's integrating that into the Cash App application, basically. So Lightning will be reaching the masses very, very shortly.
Yep. And speaking of Cash App, and this weekend, heavyweight champion in the UFC, Francis Ngannou, can't remember where he's from. He's from Africa. I was going to shout out the country, but I don't want to get it wrong. But he's asking that half of his fight purse be paid to him in Bitcoin. And he's made reference. They're not saying exactly how much he's getting paid, but he's actually in kind of a stalemate with a UFC contract. He's tired of getting paid only $500,000 or $600,000 to fight. But even then, just say $500,000. It's like he's getting the bottom end of that spectrum. $250,000 in Bitcoin, and Cash App's going to do that for him.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that is such a... When you see major athletes starting to do that, and by no means is he the first. I don't even know if he's the first within UFC, but I mean, he's probably the first big banner fighter, right?
Yep.
That started to do this. We've had, I think, a total of 7 pro athletes that have done this. 5 of them are from the NFL, and 1 of them is from the NBA so far. And I don't know how behind that number is, but I mean, you've got, you know, Russell Okung from the Panthers, Aaron Rodgers from the Packers, Odell Beckham Jr. from the Rams, Trevor Lawrence, with the Jaguars. Saquon Barkley with the Giants. Sean Culkin with the Chiefs. I mean, Sean Culkin, he looks like, from his salary that I'm seeing, he's probably like a string. Maybe I'm wrong. I better shut up because I don't know. I don't follow enough football anymore.
I was going to say, I don't follow much football. He'd probably kick our ass anyway. Yeah.
Cade Cunningham, you know, from the Pistons. There's going to be a trend. And I think, I mean, I just think about it when you, you know, when you think of kids, like, I mean, can you think of what your children are going to grow up in? You're going to grow up in a world where they're going to be taking Bitcoin as their signing bonuses and stuff like that.
Yep. Or some other cryptocurrency.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Bitcoin becomes so valuable that they pay you in the other one and Bitcoin's reserved for the ultra huge transfers and stuff like that. Kind of the digital gold reserve kind of.
Well, and that's eventually, I think that's what's going to get to. Like, I mean, so, you know, right now it's always risky to pay for anything with Bitcoin because when you pay, you know, my cell phone, right? When I got that HTC Exodus, I was like, man, I got to get that blockchain phone. You know, I paid a tenth of a Bitcoin for that. That was what, almost $6,900 when we hit our all time high.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a lot of money that I paid for a cell phone, and maybe it wasn't the smartest idea, but I've always wanted to support the Bitcoin initiative as it has gone on. So there has been times I've spent it. I've saved more than I've spent, but I would have had a lot more Bitcoin at this point had I not done any of the stuff I've done.
Well, it goes against the ethos of stacking the Satoshis, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things, like with Lightning, right? That's a big deal, is that you'll use the Lightning network for most of your day-to-day stuff because it'll be just the fractions, such a small amount. And then you would still have the main Bitcoin chain for when you're buying homes or when you're buying cars, or, I mean, I don't even know if I'd use Bitcoin to buy a car, but when you're spending those large sums of money and you're transferring that money back and forth, that's where you want to use probably the Bitcoin chain itself and not so much the Lightning network.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Well, how much did that really cost you, though? Did you go buy a tenth of Bitcoin and put it specifically towards the phone?
No, I had the tenth of a Bitcoin already. So, I mean, realistically speaking at the time, maybe I spent $100 for that phone. I mean, like if I calculate out the fiat part of it, you know, that I'd actually paid for it, because this was 3-4 years ago. So it was like, I think at the time, the amount of Bitcoin that costs, well, obviously it was a tenth of a Bitcoin, but it was like, I think it was $800 or something like that. You know, if I would have pulled that back the other way into fiat. So, I mean, either way, it was still okay for me, but it was just, it's one of those things. You don't want to be the pizza guy.
No. No, you want to be the pizza guy. You don't want to be the guy who paid for the pizzas, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you'll want to be the one that took the 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizzas, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and that was the thing, like with Tesla, right? Whenever they talked about how they were not going to take Bitcoin any longer for their cars, nobody was paying for a Tesla with Bitcoin.
No.
I don't think there was a single transaction recorded that had that.
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. But yeah, that's kind of why I was talking about the Billy Joel song, "We Didn't Start the Fire," right? Like, I mean, there's so much stuff going on globally. We oftentimes in America, we look at it through just our rose-colored lenses in the States, and we're like, oh, well, if America's not doing this, then who cares? But it's like, you know what? The rest of the world, there's a lot of people paying attention to this thing.
Yep.
And when you look at El Salvador and you see their GDP increase almost double, you know, there's a good chance that they'll be completely out of any type of debt within less than 10 years. You don't think other countries are going to take notice of that?
Well, especially a lot of poorer countries. And it's just kind of crazy how things are happening. And we've talked about inflation. We've been hitting on inflation, but it's getting crazy for us. And when you look at other countries' inflations, they've been printing even more money than America.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket on the fiat currency. So,
yeah,
I mean, everyone's looking for shelter somewhere.
Right.
And well, if you're not looking, then you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, even Janet Yellen had said, and I think even Jerome Powell has said that, I mean, when you look at Bitcoin in the cryptocurrency space, it's the life raft, right? It's the escape hatch. It allows you to get out of the system. Or at least divorce yourself from the system. Not that you'll ever be completely out of it, I don't think, and not, you know, being a productive member of society in some way, but it gives you an opt-out.
Yeah, well, I think it's almost just a refuge from the financial tsunami that's heading our way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tonga.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Oh, I don't have a drum machine. And then Jerome Powell, I don't know if you heard his comments. I think it was middle of last week. When they were talking about the digital dollar, and he said he sees a future where the digital dollar and the Bitcoin are going to coexist. I mean, that doesn't sound like a man that's looking to get to ban Bitcoin, right?
At least not outwardly.
No, I don't think they will. I think if things continue with the way that they are, I don't think America has a choice. Because otherwise those other countries, because I mean, like I said, there's a lot of other world out there. If you get these little countries that are all of a sudden becoming independent, I mean, completely like they're debt free, their GDPs are skyrocketing compared to, you know, some of the other countries and even America at that point. I mean, they would not be able to withstand that kind of, monetary power. I don't know how else to put it. Like, I mean, they're going to have to either adopt it or they're going to let other people, we're going to fall behind. That's all there is to it.
Yep. And I don't doubt us being a little bit stubborn on this, at least our leaders in government.
I don't either. I do think that with the ban that took place in China for the 18th time or how many times they banned Bitcoin in China, with the ban that took place there, it truly did make it like a Western type of ideology. If China doesn't like it, the West has got to love it. I don't know. That's my feelings on it. I hope they do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to be jackasses and stick their head in the sand. But now you've got a lot of politicians that are actually starting to stack Bitcoin, that are openly saying that they've got Bitcoin.
Yes.
And as that continues to grow, you're not going to see... It goes back to the thing with the inflation and with the interest rates. Like, I mean, when you've got... Basically, I don't know if you've seen that chart where they were showing all the, I don't know if it was senators or congressmen or whatever, that had showed what they had done compared to like the S&P, like how they outperformed the market.
You like Pelosi and a lot of politicians like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was across the board. I mean, you can't even say it was just Democratic or Republican. Republicans were the ones that made the most when you look at that chart. But there were a lot of Dems on there too, but it's like, they are heavily, heavily invested in the stock market. There's no way they're going to let the Fed raise interest rates, because if they do, that tanks that market and they lose all their money.
Well, then it's just going to be...
It's inflation. It's going to keep on, yeah, right? That's all they're going to do. They're going to inflate the hell out of everything. Like we've said, I mean, and that's what it goes back to. I mean, if they keep pumping that money into the system... That's what they're going to do. They may raise interest rates and I think we talked about it last time. If they do, they're not going to do what they need to do is like 8 or 9% interest rate, right?
Yeah.
But they won't do that.
8 or 9% percentage point jumps like 2 or 3 times probably, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, do you see them doing that? If they do that, that is going to wreck the stock market.
It's going to wreck everything.
Yeah. And they won't do that. They absolutely will not do that. That's my thought anyways.
I agree with you, my friend.
Yeah. We were talking, I don't know if we talked about it on this episode or before. I think we talked about it before we actually started recording. I think maybe next week we'll talk about some altcoins, or maybe not next week, but next episode, talk about some altcoins and maybe start to talk a little bit about the metaverse.
Absolutely.
That's a crazy ride, man, when you start thinking about that.
And you know what, when it comes to the metaverse, I think that kind of is the future, but is it going to be owned by Facebook? I mean, is it going to be some other
thing? But that is the same thing that we look at when we look at centralized currencies as opposed to decentralized currencies, right? Do you want the one that has the open permissionless protocol that anybody with a cell phone can download and interact with? Or do you want one that can be regulated or rolled back or changed transactions on? And that's pretty much any other altcoin other than Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
And that's the unfortunate thing. I mean, I know there's a lot of promise, and by no means am I a Bitcoin maximalist, because I do have other coins, right? I do have other cryptos. But when you look at all those other ones, they can all be rolled back. They can all be changed. Something to think about. And you bring up a good point when you look at those mega corporations. Look at what Microsoft just did. I mean, in the gaming space, really has nothing to do with it, but they just bought Activision, Blizzard, and whoever the Candy Crush makers are.
Like, yeah.
$64 billion bill. Yeah, they're buying it all. And it's just going to be big corporations. That's all it's going to be. So do you want the big corporations, or you want the independent guys that have put stuff together and the decentralized groups to run things?
Voluntary. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree. And I think more than likely what's going to happen, though, is that I don't trust people. They're going to end up going for the big corporations.
I agree.
Anyways, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think I'm out.
All right, man. Everyone, thank you for listening. If you're subscribed, please do continue to listen to us. We are on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google. We're on Spotify, I believe. We are on everything that you can get your fingers onto. We've been working on the back end to get that stuff out there for you. Let us know what you want to hear, too. I mean, follow us on Twitter at the BitByte Pod. You can email us at contact@bitbytepodcast.com. Did I say that right? I did say that right, right?
I think so. You didn't say the other one.
Yeah, I didn't say the other one. No, that's the important thing. And then, I mean, just drop us a note or join our Discord, whatever you want to do. We're there. We'll listen.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Laters.